Hebrew Bible class, session 4. And this is on the seams between the texts in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So there's a group of priests that left the temple and they went to a place called Qumran. I think they were politically ousted, and they brought a bunch of these texts with them, their own copies, and they were there, they studied, they wrote more texts, and then the Romans came and they wiped a bunch of people out, and so they ran and they hid these scrolls in jars nearby in caves, where they sat for, you know, a couple thousand years, and until some guy looking for his goats ran across these caves and found the jars, and then those ended up going, you know, apparently some of them were found because somebody posted a for sale sign for some of them in the New York Times. So then they were discovered, they were made public. Really cool website if you want to go and look at them. What's this called? If you just Google Digital Dead Sea Scrolls, it's the top link. And you can actually go in and they have an interactive thing where you can actually scroll through these images and actually it's the scroll. And so you've got a full width of the scroll, and then you scroll left and they have it roll up on one side. But then it's the actual, you know, high definition view of these scrolls. It's really cool because you can see how they actually built it. You can see that it's, you know, it's multiple pieces of animal skin. You can see editorial changes when, you know, one author was copying, one scribe was copying, and then another scribe came back and, you know, fixed words or you know, put in, you know, corrections as needed. And so then out of that, you see, okay, so the two most important parts of a scroll are the very first part and the very last part, because the very first part is, that's the part that you just flip open and you can kind of read the first column. That's the part that gets the most wear and tear. That's the part that that ties you editorially to what came before or what you should be looking for after, or major themes. And so there's a really cool thing that he hasn't gotten into yet that he kind of teased us into the next section, that the three-part shape that we talked about last time of the writings of Moses, the prophets, and then the writings. Those three sections, they're not just from like tradition of keeping them in this order. There's actual links between the Torah, the end of Deuteronomy, links to the latter prophets in Malachi, and then the former prophets in Joshua, links to the beginning of Psalms. So, and we didn't go too deep into what those were, but that's I think that's going to be the piece for next time. So then somebody asked the question, so were those links original or were they added later? And Tim said, well, it depends on your conception of authorship of ancient texts, how these things are put together. I think at least I came at this initially with the idea that somebody would just, you know, sit down after, you know, years of study and the Holy Spirit would kind of move them, and they'd sit down and they just write out an entire scroll, and then that was it. But that's not how books are written. That's not even how modern books are written, let alone books back then, scrolls. So modern books now, they come into existence through, usually through a whole bunch of study, a whole bunch of referencing other works, multiple drafts. He was talking about how pastors, it's more like a pastor or public speaker who's taking a collection of their public speaking and turning it into something written. So a pastor has experience and they've done multiple versions of the same teaching, and then when they're collecting it into a full body work, then they're collecting that with the meaning along with something that ties them all together. So that there is a, you know, so it's not just a, you know, copy paste collection of teachings. It's a whole body work, which makes sense. That's how we do it now. And they were, I think, much more skilled speakers and teachers and authors than most of the speakers and teachers and authors that we have in modern day. Probably largely because they had a lot more time on it. They didn't fry their brains on the internet. I lost my notes. Oh yeah. So, and this is how Jesus saw it too. Jesus looked at it, and in the community around him, it wasn't just a confusing mess of old books. And then when Jesus showed up, he explained it all. And then, oh, okay, this is how the Bible works. There were people who had been studying. They were Bible nerds. They understood what was going on, and they were waiting for the Messiah. And some of them had a very wrong view of that, of what it would look like. But if you look at Luke chapter 2, here is Simeon, and he was looking for the consolation of Israel. And that's a quote out of Isaiah. And he, through the Spirit, came to understand that he was not going to die until he saw the salvation of Israel. And so he was looking for the salvation of Israel, and he knew what to look for. And so, and he was immersed in Isaiah. So later he says, "My eyes have seen your Yeshua." It's the same word for salvation and Jesus. And it's also in Isaiah. That's another quote out of there. And he said, "So now I can die after seeing a baby." He was just overwhelmed because he finally saw it. He saw the salvation of Yahweh in Jesus, because he knew what to look for, because he studied the Bible, and he humbled himself before God, and the Spirit prompted him and helped him understand it. So this story it's there already. It's pointing people to Yahweh and to his salvation and how he's going to do it. And he's not going to do it through through violence and through destruction and through destroying the world. He does it by sending his son to die and suffer and give himself humbly to renew a relationship and to open up a new life for his people. That's what Jesus came and did. And that's evident through the way that the scripture is built as well. So in the edges of these scrolls. So that's session 4. I'm really looking forward to the next session now. I wish I had time to go through it this morning.